Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. My name is Ben, and I'm glad you're here. In the church calendar, it's the second Thursday in Lent, leading up to Easter, time of reflection and fasting. If you need prayer, you can go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. It'd be our honor and our joy to pray for you and with you.
Apple of your eye, you love me. I bring your heart to light, I'm lovely. And when I feel ashamed, full of doubt and blame, I'll remember you don't change. You love me. I tend to feel unwanted, I tend to hurt sometimes, overwhelmed by darkened clouds, with tarnish on the silver lining. I'm the apple of your eye, you love me. I bring your heart to light, I'm lovely. When I feel ashamed, full of doubt and blame, I remember you don't change. You love me. I like to play the victim and hide behind pain, slight manipulation, smiling on my face. I'm the apple of your eye, you love me. I bring your heart to light, I'm lovely. When I feel ashamed, full of doubt and blame, I remember you don't change. Love me. Kicking, screaming, frozen, unbending. You look beyond my tantrums, meet my questions with one answer. I'm the apple of your eye, you love me. Bring your heart to light, I'm lovely. And when I feel ashamed, full of doubt and blame, I remember you don't change. You love me.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Kicking, screaming, frozen, unbending. You look beyond my tantrums, meet my questions with one answer.
We do have a prayer request today from Crystal in Georgetown, the Cayman Islands. Crystal is asking for us to pray for their family to draw closer to God. And so, Lord, we join with Crystal today. And we say, Lord, draw their family close to you. Oh, God, would you woo? Would you pursue them, God, and response to our prayers, to Crystal's prayers. We ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord, would there be a great awakening in this family? Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to join for Crystal's heart. In the name of Jesus, the name above every other name, we believe you. We know that you respond, that you hear our prayers. Move, God. May there be great testimonies of lives transformed, of family trees changed because of these prayers today. In the name of Jesus.
I'm the apple of your eye. You love me. I'll bring your heart to light. I'm lovely. When I feel ashamed, full of doubt and blame, I remember you don't change. I remember you don't change. I remember you don't change. You love me.
For your love for us this morning, God. Your intense, wonderful, comforting, challenging love. Your transforming love. Psalm 71. In you, O Lord, have I taken refuge. Let me never be ashamed. In your righteousness, deliver me and set me free. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be my strong rock, a castle to keep me safe. You are my crag and my stronghold. Deliver me, my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the clutches of the evildoer and the oppressor. For you are my hope, O Lord God, my confidence since I was young. I have been sustained by you ever since I was born. From my mother's womb, you have been my strength. My praise shall be always of you. I have become a portent to many, but you are my refuge and my strength. Let my mouth be full of your praise and your glory all the day long. Do not cast me off in my old age. Forsake me not when my strength fails. For my enemies are talking against me. Those who lie in wait for my life take counsel together. They say God has forsaken him. Go after him and seize him, because there is none who will save. O God, be not far from me. Come quickly to help me, O my God. Let those who set themselves against me be put to shame and be disgraced. Let those who seek to do me evil be covered with scorn and reproach. But I shall always wait in patience and shall praise you more and more. My mouth shall recount your mighty acts and saving deeds all day long, though I cannot know the number of them. I will begin with the mighty works of the Lord God. I will recall your righteousness, yours alone. O God, you have taught me since I was young, and to this day I tell of your wonderful works. And now that I am old and gray-headed, O God, do not forsake me till I make known your strength to this generation and your power to all who are to come. Your righteousness, O God, reaches to the heavens. You have done great things. Who is like you, O God? You have showed me great troubles and adversities, but you will restore my life and bring me up again from the deep places of the earth. You strengthen me more and more. You enfold and comfort me. Therefore, I will praise you upon the lyre for your faithfulness, O my God. I will sing to you with the harp, O Holy One of Israel. My lips will sing with joy when I play to you, and so will my soul, which you have redeemed. My tongue will proclaim your righteousness all day long, for they are ashamed and disgraced who sought to do me harm.
I'll sing to you, Lord. I use my instrument, Lord. I will sing to you, Lord. I will sing to you. Glory to the Father. Glory to the Son. Glory to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Our scripture lesson today comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, 21 through 34. Jesus said to those who were about him with the disciples, "Is a lamp brought in to be put under the bushel basket, or under the bed, or not on the lampstand? For there is nothing hidden except to be disclosed, nor is anything secret except to come to light. Let anyone with ears to hear listen." And he said to them, "Pay attention to what you hear. The measure you give will be the measure you get, and still more will be given to you. For to those who have, more will be given, and from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away." He also said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground, and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself first the stalk, then the head, and then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle, because the harvest has come." He also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples.
The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
I believe, Lord, I believe.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively. In the church calendar, this is the second Thursday in Lent. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word, Jesus Christ, your Son, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Lead us in a time of guided prayer. I'll give prompts and continue to play. Pray specifically and by name for those in your life today, like we do every day on morning prayer. Come before the throne of grace. The Father welcomes you, He invites you, He wants you to come and pour out your heart. Begin with your families, whatever that means in your life today. Immediate family, extended family, people like family. Lift them up.
Faithful all my days, Lord.
Friends, acquaintances, co-workers, fellow students, whoever the Lord lays on your heart, whatever name pops in your head, just say it now. Lift them up. Pray blessing upon them. Favor, breakthrough. Transformation.
See the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. The goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, Lord.
Pray for your enemy, anyone who set themselves up as your enemy, has come against you in some way. Pray for them. Pray blessing. Pray what you would want prayed for you. It will change everything.
Goodness of the Lord, the land of the living. Oh, the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Now lift your own heart up to the Lord. Joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears, frustrations. Lay it all before Him now.
Goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We'll see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. See the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We'll see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You'll see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Now go in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, walking in His goodness in the land of your living today. Amen and amen. Morning Prayer and Worship is a production of Steady Stream Ministries. Thank you for helping us produce this, helping me produce this podcast 5 days a week by giving financially. We need you and we thank you. Been livingwordmusic.com/donate. Bless you. Go see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living today. Bye-bye.